We welcome you in, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. We take a look around the NFC East and take a look at the Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens. Adam joins me in studio here. How are you, buddy?
Good. I'm very well, and I'm glad to be out here in this beautiful weather in Philadelphia area. And, man, what a game on Sunday. I cannot wait. This is one of these games where you see two power throwers, two teams are 1-0, two I think will be the lead teams of the National Football League. I can't wait for this game on Sunday.
You know, it's interesting you say that because a lot of, I don't know if a lot, but some out there are saying, hey, Eagles just aren't elite.
Well, that defense, which is about as complete as you can be. I mean, they look terrific. If the quarterback gets himself righted, I mean, this could be a great game and a great team. We'll see. I was able to watch the tape.
Yeah, I want to get into that. Let's talk about what you saw specifically. Talk about Michael Vick and his performance, uneven to say the least. Huh.
That would be kind, Dave.
Four interceptions, but a 91-yard drive that Marty Morningwig lauded and believes that will propel Michael Vick. What did you see from him?
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, Dave, because if you look at after he threw the interception in the first quarter where he threw across his body, before that he was actually very good.
Who was that intended to, do you think?
No, that one was to McCoy.
McCoy, but there was McCoy and there was Avant.
Right, but here's the thing that he actually could have completed that pass, and I saw this on the All-22 tape. All he had to do was set his feet. Instead, he jumped up in the air. I'm like, well, what are you doing? See, I couldn't see that on the TV tape. I had to see the All-22. And you see this so many times. When quarterbacks throw against the grain, rarely anything ever happens good from it. So he'll see that tape, and he'll just have to set his feet, and it's an easy completion. But after that, he steadily declined, and then he lost his confidence. You could see it, he lost his downfield focus. He was only looking straight. He wasn't looking right or left. He didn't see the entire field. And when you do that, you struggle. And then there, the other time, a couple times when he threw interceptions, he was trying to squeeze in between two defenders when he clearly could see the guy was coming over to the intended target. And his reading progression, you just don't make that throw.
Is it rust, Adam?
It's time not being on the field. That's clearly part of it because he was not comfortable. And being a veteran, being a 10-year guy, you would think that when he struggles, he can pick himself up. He really didn't after the first quarter until, I got to be honest with you, the last drive of the game. It's incredible. In fact, that was so surprising to see some of the throws that he made on the final drive. I'm like, wow, I didn't see this coming because, to be straight and frank, he was awful from the second early on in the second quarter through late in the fourth quarter, save a couple good throws.
Yeah.
But the good thing is he's lost no arm strength. I love that he was willing to stay in the pocket. That's a huge thing for him. But the problem is his downfield focus was bad and his confidence was lost. And thank goodness the players got in his ear and the coaches did.
And he actually did throw the ball away a couple of times.
Yes, he didn't look
to
run.
Tried to get away from the contact at times. All right, so what kind of challenge is this Ravens defense? Huh. What do they play? What can we expect in terms of coverage and scheme?
They play both man and zone. And the thing is, and this is what I think is going to happen in this game. I don't know this, but this is what I saw the Bengals tape, what they did to Andy Dalton. After Dalton got off the hot start, they started confusing him. He had no idea what to do with the football. Vic historically, if he doesn't get his first or second read, he either runs or holds the ball too long. That's where the holding the ball too long comes in.
Yeah.
I expect different fronts. 3-4, 4-3, 4-2-5. Drop Haloti not into coverage. Believe it or not, the guy's 300 pounds. He'll drop. Drop the ends. They're going to do Dean Pease, their coordinator, work for Belichick for a while. That's what Belichick would do. I expect him to try to confuse Vic, make him hold on to the ball too long. That's when he turns it over. If I'm Morningwig and Doug Peterson, of course, Andy Reid, I'm getting the ball out of his hands quickly. Sprint Selleck, who was open in this game, not always. And the other thing that Vic's got to do, this is not college football where the windows are huge. These are tight windows. Don't be afraid to throw the football. He's got a great arm. He's got to be willing to make those tough throws because you're not getting easy passing windows here.
Any chance, Adam, that the Eagles go back to a more ground-based attack? The Bengals did have success against the Ravens running the football.
Jarvis Greenell is a grinder, David. Right. That's surprising.
So could you see a little bit of McCoy on the edges? McCoy is a wide receiver. Bryce Brown getting 6-10 carries.
You
whatever.
Know, I have to be honest with you. I don't see any more carries. It's just the type of runs, the misdirection. Greenells had a lot of one cut runs, and for the Ravens over pursued, didn't play their gaps very well. That surprised me because Greenells is just a grinder. He has no speed, but he ran for 5 yards a clip. In fact, if the game were closed, he could have ran for over 100 yards. they didn't really stop him at all. That was surprising. And the Eagles now, you know, they have their counterplays, traps. They use this play that's called the windback, which the Saints and the Falcons use, which is a counterplay. It goes here and then cuts across the grain.
That was the fumble?
If my memory serves me correctly, that was. But I'll tell you what, that's a good play. That'll work against the Ravens. But the Ravens obviously saw their tape, and they'll rebound after what happened against Green Ellis. But misdirection against aggressive teams will work. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to see the screen game. You know, the first play of the game was a screen, and McCoy fell.
Right. Now the same could be said for the Ravens against an Eagles defense that's very aggressive. Do you sense that Juan will try to play bump and run against Anquan Boldin, Torrey Smith, and Jacoby Jones?
Here's what they're doing. In nickel, and when they're nickel offensive package, Jacoby Jones is outside, Bolden's inside, Torrey Smith's on the other side.
So then what do you do? Bump one of the cornerbacks?
This
Rogers,
is going to be a great
Cromartie,
question.
Or...
What are you doing with Boykin? Because I don't know if he could handle Bolden in the slot. He's too big and strong. He's great in the slot when Jacoby Jones comes in. They did that in the preseason. They did that in the first game. This is a major deal here. Now, Bolden doesn't run real well. Dennis Pitta doesn't run real well with one of their tight ends, but he's a great route runner, great hands. Dixon runs well, not a great route runner. They're just their tight ends are inconsistent. But the thing is now, they've got five passing options. Depending on how the Ravens come out, the Eagles might have to go with a little more nickel than we probably expected. But now, to get to your question, where are they going to line up Boykin? I think you could play man. I think the Eagles could absolutely handle them in man. The only guy that concerns me is Torrey Smith deep. And with that case, you've got to have a safety.
Cromartie will run,
right.
And you have a safety over
now,
the top.
Now, Rogers Cromartie gave a couple plays. One would have been a clear touchdown if Whedon would have been accurate. That was a tight throw, but he could have made it.
The one down the right side.
Yeah, it was out of bounds. I mean, this is just got to make an accurate throw.
Right.
Rogers Cromartie, the good thing is he's willing to be physical, which is, you know, a concern in Arizona. It's not here. He is willing to be physical. And I think the defense, if you watch this tape, they have a new mentality. Ryans, who, I mean, I don't, there's no stat for destroying run plays. He must have had seven of them. And Kendricks is so physical and fast. And Asamoah was awesome. And this, Dave, this is by far his best game as a pro. No mental breakdowns here.
Right.
No mental breakdowns.
I think he only gave one reception, and he kind of fell back into off coverage, and they ran the slant in front of
him. That was Damascus. That was a quick slant. Yeah. Anyone's given that up.
How about the offensive line, Baltimore, and the Eagles' pass rush?
This is crazy. The Ravens made four offensive line changes and two right before the season started. Osemele at right tackle. He played real well. I was surprised by that. Ramon Harris.
Dunlap didn't play for the Bengals, right?
Carlos Dunlap did not play. No, right. Correct.
Big loss
did.
For them.
Yeah, yes, Robert Gathers did. But I think when you look at the Ravens, they've got all these offensive line changes. The guy that struggled, Matt Burke, did not play well in that game.
And he's hurt.
He's hurt, and he also has had a bad hip for years. Eagles, I think, will be able to run some stunts inside, A and B gap blitzes. But I would go after Harwood. I'm surprised that he played as well. Now, the Bengals, you mentioned Dunlap not playing.
Harwood's their left tackle?
He's actually their left guard.
Or left guard, okay.
Osemele is at right tackle, or is at left tackle. I mean, they played well, but this defense, I know the sacks weren't where they'd like to have them, but it doesn't really matter. They made Brandon Whedon get rid of the football. Babin, you could throw the sacks aside. I don't care about that. This was his best game with the Eagles. He was unbelievable. The pressure that Babin put on right tackle Mitchell Schwartz, he destroyed him. He blew up every... Here's the crazy thing. The run defense by the ends is incredible. The discipline, everyone's saying, you know, the ends don't play well against the run in Washburn's nine technique. Nonsense.
Yeah.
And how about Phillip Hunt getting in on base?
Yeah.
He had four plays in base, which was a nice surprise.
All right, so the Eagles, we know a very tough assignment here, Adam. Let's take a look around the rest of the NFC East.
Yep.
And the Dallas Cowboys get that 10-day rest, and then they go up against rookie quarterback Russell Wilson. On paper, it looks like the Cowboys moved to 2-0.
I'm picking the Cowboys in that game. I thought Wilson struggled mentally in that game. I think that the Cardinals gave him a bunch of different looks. Boy, Ray Horton's got that defense coming. I mean, they do a lot of zone blitzing. We're talking Arizona.
Okay, we'll talk about them next week.
No, but I'm just saying what they did to Russell Wilson.
I got you.
Pay attention. Thank you. Since you like to give it to me. Wilson struggled. And here's a little
rookie.
Here's a little tip. All preseason, it didn't happen where he would struggle with his height. He struggled. There were four plays, and it's another game I watched a coaching tape. He couldn't see. He threw one out of bounds, and the guy was open. He just couldn't see where his receiver was.
Uh-huh.
And he moves when he shouldn't move, and that's because he's short. I think that's a problem that he's having, and the fact that they couldn't run the ball well with Marshawn Lynch or enough, that was a problem. The Seattle receivers, Dave, are in mud. They cannot run. Seattle's got a great defense. defense. I love their defense, but they're not a good offense, and they need a whole group of receivers. But I think when you look at Dallas right now, if their receivers are healthy, Miles Austin is a very good football player, and so is Bryant. But those corners for Seattle, the biggest corner tandem in the National Football League, they probably have the NFL's best secondary. I think the Eagles are coming up, but Seattle's got a great secondary. I don't think that'll be a high-scoring game. Whereas Dallas will win this game, their defense against that Seattle offensive line, they will dominate.
All right, so the Redskins, it's RG3 mania in our nation's capital.
It's too
after
much.
A great performance against the New Orleans Saints. Tell me
not
about
as
it.
Good. Another game I watched. Yes, he played well, and I'm going to qualify this for a rookie. First of all, they never ran any option stuff in the preseason. First three quarters, shotgun all game against the Saints. Run option.
Mm-hmm.
Even the pistol, which Colin Kaepernick played in at Nevada, it was ridiculous. It was great coaching by the Shanahans, but the Saints and Spagnuolo had no idea what they do. And the linebackers were like so confused. I mean, it was like Keystone Cops. So they had a great game plan. Now, will they do this going forward? I have no idea. But Greg Cosell told me that the Redskins shockingly played man the entire game. Even man, they didn't zone it up against Jimmy Graham. That Redskin defense is phenomenal. Alfred Morris did a good job. The Redskins are probably going to be a little bit better than I thought, but I want to see RG3, Dave, against a better defense.
Are the Rams a better defense?
Yes. Janoris Jenkins played very well, had an interception. Courtland Finnegan, they could man it up, man press, and they got Brad Fletcher and of course, Michael, the former Eagles safety. I like their defense. The linebackers are good, not great. The problem with the Rams, terrible offensive line, and that affected Bradford.
All right, so the New York Giants, tough loss to the Cowboys, but 10 days off, no major injuries. Akeem Nick's getting healthier. Prince Amukamara is coming back.
Yeah, but you know he's a guy that needs cornerback. A lot of work. Yeah, they think he'll start. Coe's hurt. I don't know if he'll play. But they're playing the Bucs, correct?
Yes.
The Bucs, their defense was awesome against – I mean, they are so fast, and Gerald McCoy had the game of his life. But I got to be honest with you. I don't think the Bucs can move the ball. Doug Martin had a great game, but they can't throw the football. I'm not really.
So you're not
impressed.
Buying into the Josh Freeman.
No, I don't. He didn't have to do anything. In fact, he didn't really look good in that game, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right.
There's a guy who had a great
my man,
week one.
The Beast.
He's got the best D lineman in the NFL, man. I'm telling you, this guy's good. So I went to Senior Bowl in 2005, man.
So is it, so what you said about Joe Thomas dominating Trent Cole last week, and how you expect Michael Orr to dominate Trent Cole this week?
Nonsense. I want to still live.
Let's hold back Trent right now. Hold him back. Make sure he doesn't come storming the castle. So Eagles, this by far have the most difficult assignment this weekend of NFC's teams.
It's a very tough matchup. Low scoring. Only way I see it being a high scoring is if there are a lot of turnovers, which could happen. Flacco's doing a great job of protecting the ball. And I asked Juan Castillo this. I said, you know, what have you seen from Flacco on tape? He said, confidence. And he said, he had this great quote. He said, Flacco helps his offensive line because he could see over it and he could direct and move guys. Something I've never heard before. I thought that was a great quote by
yeah.
Juan.
Have you made a pick, Adam? Earlier in the week, you were reluctant.
I've watched both
offer
tapes,
a suggestion,
and I am here it is: the Baltimore Ravens 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 17.
Oh, Adam Kaplan!
I think Michael Vick is going to bounce back because I think the coaches.
Do they rein him in a little bit here?
I think the coaches are going to get it out of his hands. He just can't. Process information quickly enough right now. He may in this game, but if he doesn't, to me, I'm concerned with him right now. But he's been through big games before, and he usually rises up in these big games.
If you see Michael Vick calling timeouts early in the game, Adam, does it mean? Well, I'm just saying, does it mean he's going up to the line of scrimmage and saying, "I really don't recognize what I'm seeing"?
That or he doesn't?
Would that concern you?
I mean, well, let's put it this way. I haven't seen him do that a lot, and if he's confused with what he's seeing, that's fine. Then either call an audible. Or call a timeout, but I'll be concerned if they're giving him 3 to 3.5 seconds and the ball's not out of his hand. That was a major problem in game one. The line, for the most part, was outstanding, way better than the preseason. And a lot of this game was on Vic, although the penalties on the offensive linemen, inexcusable. That's another problem. You better not give Joe Flacco good field position because that was a problem in week one with these damn penalties. I mean, enough of it starts to bother me when teams. The Eagles in the preseason, Dave, this lack of discipline, I don't understand this. This bothers me as a purist. I don't understand it, why it's not been corrected.
Yeah, it's certainly something the coaching staff working with, and they obviously don't want to see 12 penalties.
Frustrating.
Last thing, Ross Tucker, SiriusXM NFL Radio today, talking about, and he has all week, kind of the flip the script week in the NFL, how some teams played poorly last week, will play better this week. Some teams that played well last week will play poorly this week. He includes in the category the Eagles, who didn't play well last week. He expects a very good game against the Ravens. Do you buy that theory at all?
Well, I think it's got to be on offense with quarterback, because the tight ends block well, the running backs ran well, the defense for the most part was very, very good. So it's got to be the quarterback. And, you know, if they're disciplined on defense, I think it's going to be a great game. And you know, the other thing is, though, they're going to have to adjust to the speed of the Baltimore receivers. Jacoby Jones could run, and Torrey Smith is one of the top three as fastest NFL receivers. They haven't faced anybody like him in a while. This is going to be a great test.
Yeah, and Rogers Cromartie can run with him. Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Now let's get you caught up